So when I say it's no surprise that he has a heart for outreach ministry, that doesn't surprise me. When you have somebody that's genuinely in love with the Lord, in love with his word, in love with all that he's given us to do, you have no choice but to be on mission with the Lord. And Absolutely. That is to help other people. So I know you guys are driven by this mission to inspire and uplift others, but tell us about your collaborations, you know, with other organizations and churches. How do you do this?
Well, for me, and as far as the K-Stephan, which is the bigger, what we're all, everything is attached to K-Stephan Diversity,
parent company, mm-hmm.
which is, you know, as he says, our parent company. Mm-hmm. We work with, our preference is to work with small and medium-sized ministries to get this work done.
Mm-hmm.
Our mission as of the church is to win souls for Christ.
Right.
And so anything that we do is going to have that component to it. Mm-hmm. Even if we're working with secular entities, mm-hmm. we still want to show up as who we are. And we're faith-based.
Right, right.
So that's our biggest thing as far as that is concerned. We want to make sure that, you know, people that are small like us, people that want to be bigger, you know, we need to, it's time for us to grow and grow together. And now that the world has changed, we see better ways to partner with people and move forward. So of course, you know, eating as an act of worship was probably one of the earlier things that we, mm-hmm. That our heart wanted to connect with.
Yeah.
But, and our church, we're churchy. Our church, we're workers. We don't go, I haven't bought like church clothes to wear to church to be cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I know 20, 25, well 30 years.
That, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And their church has partnered with Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries.
Yeah. Exactly. Too.
Lady Hobson has a heart for the ministry. So
exactly.
they are a product of good, sound doctrine.
right.
And to be quite honest, if I'm being honest, I think that the seed for even our podcast, especially mm-hmm. was planted after going through and seeing everything you were doing with Eating as an Act of Worship.
Oh, glory to God.
We went through all of that and mm-hmm. I saw what you guys were doing and on the level that you were trying to grow it to,
mm-hmm.
it planted a seed and said, hey, you know, we can do this. And then of course the with everything that happened with the pandemic,
that was
just another layer of it. And I really, really believed that at the time that God allowed all of that happened mm-hmm. so that we as Christians would take it to the next level.
Mm.
He's been trying to push us to the next level the whole time.
Wow.
But if we're ever to evangelize the entire world,
yes,
you had to go to that next level.
Exactly. Yes. You know, the church is generally a little bit late on certain things.
Absolutely.
The deal of technology, you know, as a whole, the church is going to be a little bit late.
Because we said it was the devil.
It did.
Yeah.
I remember, I was doing social media for, a particular group, you know, the group had more than 130 churches in it. Mm-hmm. And I'm in there and I'm talking to them about, I'm about to get up and the person that spoke that day, oh, she cut up social media into shreds. I felt so crunchy getting up behind her saying, all your announcements are on Facebook.
Right.
Like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Right. I said, y'all, if y'all got some bad people on your timeline, take them off and mm-hmm. just look for Jesus.
Well, you know, I can attest to it. Before Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, I had no social media footprint. I mean, mm-hmm. nothing. I literally, you know, was one of those people who would make the sign of the cross as social media. I was not
right.
Go there because it just seemed, you know, so like there was so much negativity connected to it. And the Lord had to specifically say, and I mean specifically say to me, you will do social media.
Yes, exactly.
And it was, you know, I had to have somebody else, one of our board members, set everything up for us. Like you said, the Lord brings together the skill sets mm-hmm. so that you all can work hand in hand. And so it was amazing how quickly we got 5,000 at the time, just friends.
Right.
It was just what Facebook was doing at the time. People were hungry for what the Lord was doing mm-hmm. and the way that he had us doing it. So when I say that social media has been a blessing, I have not met William face to face ever, but wow. he fell in love with Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, and Studio W Buzz has been, you know, one of the best blessings that the ministry's had, because we've had this radio show since October 1st, 2016. Tomorrow is the mm-hmm. anniversary. It'll be 7 years. Wow. That we've right. been on the air with Studio W Buzz, simply because William, who lived in California, fell in love with a ministry based out of Little Rock, Arkansas. You know, right. it was the Lord's will. And everything that's come from that has been a part of social media. So I applaud what you guys are doing and helping the church to realize that, you know what? Yes, just like everything else on this planet, the enemy can use it for bad, but God can use it for
absolutely.
So let's walk them through it. Walk people who are listening through it. What can Marvell Ministries do? Let's say it was Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries coming to you, you know, size and that type of thing. What mm-hmm. what would you do for it to help that type of ministry?
Fall under K. Stephan. That would fall under K. Stephan. You know, of course, you know some of this stuff, but
of course we just helping them out, girl.
For those of y'all who may be eavesdropping, there's a component where we can help you with your website. We can help you put your social media presence together. Mm-hmm. Then if you wanted to do some video stuff or commercial or, you know, some sort of promotional things, we can help you put that stuff together. Mm-hmm. Those are the biggest things for K Step. And of course, if there's an event, we can kind of help you pull those pieces together, mm-hmm. work to help produce things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So that's K Step and connecting with other people that, you know, want to do something that may not have those skills.
Right. And then you do media services too, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So those are definitely some of the media services, which is, you know, web hosting. Mm-hmm. Social media platform set up and administrate if you need that, mm-hmm. you know.
And most importantly, training. Because I really, and this definitely is, if I had to say this is my other wheelhouse, mm-hmm. this is what it is. I believe mm-hmm. that every issue that we have in Christendom, mm-hmm. as well as in secular life, you can trace back to training.
Mm-hmm. Or not, a lack of training.
Or a lack thereof. Uh-huh. Because training is vitally important if right. we're to do things correctly, mm-hmm. if we're to be successful mm-hmm. at any endeavors that we undertake, it's going to take training.
Exactly.
And a lot of churches especially don't have the type of training programs. We're still engaged even now. Mm-hmm. Our pastor, Elder Timothy J. Hobson, mm-hmm. is... He believes that we ought to have training. So we're currently in the middle of increasing our training, mm-hmm. Revamping our training programs, our new member orientation, mm-hmm. we even have programs now where we're trying to get together to bring people in to do training for, we had a career day last mm-hmm. year that was totally awesome that mm-hmm. brought in, colleges and even businesses that wanted to hire people.
Praise the Lord.
We got to get those things together if we're going to be successful in our communities. We want to raise the social IQ, the personal IQ, relationship IQ of mm-hmm. the people around us, even the spiritual IQ. We've got to train them from the very beginning. So that's another portion that we do on the K. Stephan.
Right.
Even from the counseling aspect to actual
marriage
setting up training. All that.
Yeah.
And that's
definitely part of, definitely a part of our heart to do. As far as K. Stephan is concerned, it's always been my heart to set up certain trainings. I mean, I've trained for music for the last 30 years. I can help build your choir.
Yeah. I can help. Yep, you because you are definitely the choir leader extraordinaire.
I love the choir.
If before I heard about Elder Danzy, the only thing I heard about on the regular was the church choir.
Honey, me and the church choir got us a relationship.
Yes, sir. I mean, she talked about their church choir. I'm like, good gosh, this woman in this choir, they got a love affair going on.
Oh, it's so serious.
Oh, yes, my. It is.
The other ministries that I work with, you know, making sure your entities in your church are set up well.
Right.
Your usher department, your deacon board, you know, all these things, you know,
your greeters. The people that you see first when you come into the building.
You know,
because the church is a business, but it's also an organization, which suggests there must be some organizing. And you do have a lot of messy churches, you know,
and there's that lack thereof of training.
And because you just don't know. Exactly. And it's not necessarily that they mean to do it in a disorganized fashion, but you know, for us to do things decently and in order as the Lord says to, it's the difference between, you know, y'all say training, and for those who are wondering what that looks like, basically from my perspective, it's just application of what you have been told. It's one thing for you to read the word and it says, let everything be done decently in order in the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know how to apply that, even though you have the heart to do it, you may still be doing things in a real disorderly fashion, thinking, you know, that you're in line with the word of God. So it's a blessing, to have a ministry that's like that. So is this what you talk about on your podcast?
Yes.
You explained.
Well, that was the perfect segue.
Because for us, that's what it's about. The Bible can be tricky. It can be, presented in ways that really don't seem to have anything to do with your life. So our objective is to make sure that whatever you read there, you understand how it can be applicable to you and how you can move forward with this knowledge.
Right.
And then to understand that the connection between what a whole lot you see in the world has to the word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't realize how much our world is based on biblical principles.
Absolutely.
Preach. There you go. Preach.
And we said every episode, I try to make sure that we get this out, what our vision is for the podcast. And that is to take the things that you hear on Sunday or whenever it is you go to church and make it applicable to your life so that it's functional. When you get done listening to Daniel and the Lion's Den, you need to understand how that applies to what you got going on Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
Because you might be in the Lion's Den.
About to get eight. Because you know what you do.
Yeah. So there, and people, some people just don't know that there are many translations out there that you can read to break the word down for you. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we as ministers and leaders in the church, we don't, and it's funny that I'm thinking about this right now because it goes back to something William said a little earlier. He was talking about the impending government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we that are not affected by what's going on don't really understand how to fix it because it doesn't apply to us. It doesn't bother us.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm making $180,000 a year, I'm not really that worried about the next check.
Right.
My finances are in order and it's not really going to touch me. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's not going to touch me because my money is not going to be affected by a shutdown.
Okay.
Right. You'll be comfortable for a little while. It's just a vacation as far as you're concerned.
Absolutely. And the same thing is true in Christendom. A lot of times, because I understand the word, I'm not concerned about I'm just going to put it out there the way I put it out. And I'm not concerned about how somebody just walking in the door hears it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and we take for granted that they understand things.
Sure.
Sometimes you just got to break it all the way on down.
and make sure that they understand. And you can tell if they don't understand because they still living raggedy. You know?
Because after you've been in church so long, I know for me,
right?
You know, I'm fourth generation, my denomination.
Yeah.
But there were some things that when I grew up that came clear to me and I felt real crazy. Mm-hmm. I've been in this church all these years,
yeah,
and I never got this.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of us. And after a while, you keep your face straight. You pretend like you understand what they're talking about.
Right, right. And that's and I think that's the problem. That we have a lot of people that are going to church, you know, pretending like they understand, pretending like they've got everything going on, but they don't have a clue, which is one of the reasons why we try to, in Eating as an Act of Worship Ministries, we try to balance the teaching of the word with the actual equipping you on how to do this for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Well, glory to God. Glory to God.
Yeah. And again, that's why it affected me so much, because I was like, wow. I mean, the way the content was put together and the way that it was presented, so that you clearly understand what it means when you say eating as an act of worship.
Right.
When you get that and you say, man, that makes sense. I mean, and I've never heard it put that way before.
It can change your life.
It can really change it.
Look,
it really,
those of you who haven't checked it out, you need to check it out. It can change your life. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. Because I mean, and it's a lasting effect as well. Now, I had to go through twice.
You know, I went through it, and I was looking at, I meant to go through this time.
Right.
It's not something, you can go through it several times and get more out of it.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, amen.
And we'll tell you, she won't put you out if you come through more than once.
Well, you know, it's meant to be a lifelong thing.
Absolutely.
Because we don't read the Bible one time and say it's over. We don't go to church say it's over. We're supposed to be fed continuously. Which is why I'm glad that you all have this podcast to continue to help ministries grow and understand, because this is not a static landscape. I mean, for those of you who have been paying attention, this new AI thing is blowing up a whole lot of different areas of, you know, from everywhere, the movie industry then had a whole strike. You know, because of the AI thing. And then there are even some nonprofit organizations that fired fired all of their employees and just let the AI system take over. So we as the church don't need to be the last ones coming in on this, because there are people already out there who have been letting AI write their sermons. I mean, so this is crazy. If you are, you know, one of God's people, you don't want the computer preaching to you on Sunday.
No. I'm going to need you to read that.
Exactly. So I agree that we need some people out there who have been, you know, gifted by the Holy Spirit in this particular area to equip the body of Christ on how to deal with, you know, all these things that we just collectively mark as evil.
Right.
And kind of push it to the back burner, because I think that's kind of the problem. We're not dealing with it. And now you've got statistics that show that Christian men are the highest demographic for pornography. Can you believe that? And that's because we basically told church, you know, this is evil, don't touch it, and not really giving them skills that they need to navigate it. So what do you do when you're talking to those about church direction and whatnot, you know, when it comes to putting that piece together? I know you said somebody ripped the internet to shreds. So how do you come back after that and have this conversation with the body of Christ about, okay, how you need to make this a part of your life and to understand it and to be able to navigate it?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is understanding that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You have to be careful what you ingest. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like as you're talking about eating as an act of worship. What you ingest in other ways is also an act of worship.
Absolutely.
Yes. Amen.
And it has to be a situation where you are so in tune with the Lord that your flesh rejects that. Because, I mean, your flesh wants it.
Right.
But you have to get to the place where you're so focused on the things of God and trying to do what he would have you do, mm-hmm. that it becomes easier to reject those things that mm-hmm. come at you. And you know, the internet makes it so simple, but the Bible also tells us that we are in the world, but we're not of the world.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
We have to make sure that although, you know, we give people grace, we love people, we don't give it to the point that we are doing what they do. We're not pulling them anymore. They're pulling us. So we're doing the things that we don't need to do because
right.
we feel like, you know, in order to assimilate with them, we don't assimilate with the world. That's not our,
right.
that's not what we do.
Right.
So in order to keep us clear in our thoughts and in our spirit, we have to, of course, be aligned with the spirit of God.
Amen.
And we do that through avenues like yours and like ours, where you're listening
Amen.
To, you're being fed the word of God so that when those temptations come upon you, you have something to hold on to.
Yeah. And I got to say, you know, when it comes to the internet, if you don't know it, then how can you, you know, help those coming
right.
after
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like a lot of people I hear adults say all the time, their kids know how to use the internet better than they do. Well, mm-hmm. guess what?
That is kind of a
you
problem.
You might not want that to be the case. You know, our kids, it's come out now recently that the Surgeon General is like, you know, internet is bad for young kids and nobody should get a phone before they're 13.
Right.
Well, the rule in our house is you don't get a phone until you're 16. So AJ's had a phone for, you know, it'll be, I guess, 2 years in January when he turns 18, and Alex has yet to get his first phone.
They were babies. Oh my God.
Children grow up.
but that is because the Holy Spirit gave us discernment to know you don't give a child keys to a car before they're ready to drive. And the internet, while the church is correct, is there's a lot of evil there, but you and I are, we're proof that there's a lot of that God uses for good on the internet too. And you need to prepare a child, you know, before they, so that they'll be ready to handle it, because you got porn on the internet, you got violence on the internet, you get,
right.
people sell drugs. They got a whole code for selling drugs through emojis on the internet, and parents
That's
don't even know
crazy.
It. You know, so if you, you know, are shunning this particular aspect of the world and you don't know how to use it, and don't get me wrong, I'm not telling you that you need to know all about drug dens and all this other stuff, that don't get it twisted. I'm saying practical application of secular things that are basically a part of everyday life. You use computers at work, you know, you listen to the radio on your in your car. You need to know about these particular things.
Absolutely.
So when AJ got his phone, I could show him how to use stuff because he didn't know what he was doing. Same thing with Alex. And I think that same principle applies to the church. When we are talking about how to effectively and responsibly
mm-hmm.
Introduce our congregations to technology like that, you know, it wasn't until, like Minister Danzy said, it wasn't until the pandemic came that a lot of churches started letting you pay your tithes online mm-hmm. because they thought that was a problem.
I got rid of checks because I was only writing checks to church.
What?
That's the only place that didn't take card.
And church we went to at one point, you know, when everybody started downloading the Bible on their phones and, mm-hmm. you know, the pastors like turned to whatever. He used to get mad because he thought people were playing on their phones. No,
right.
this is a Bible app.
Right, exactly.
and so, you know, we need to, I think, work together as a group to instruct the church on, you know, what's fair game. Now, you don't need to be playing a game on your phone in the church or letting your kids do that. But
right.
yeah, if you want to take notes on your with your iPad instead of writing down with pen and paper, that's okay to do. And to teach people how to effectively use technology so that they can understand the word of God.
Yes.
Case in point, you know, Minister Danzy, you mentioned people not knowing about different translations. It's not that they don't know. They have actively been told that the translations are from the devil. I remember hearing several wow. times that people said the NIV was done right. by the Church of Satan or some crazy like that.
Oh,
this. Like,
wow.
So, and so people were scared to look at it like their stuff. They took a whole lot out of it. No, what they did was go to the original text and translate it verbatim.
Yeah.
Right. They didn't add anything to it or take anything away from it. And a right. lot of people don't know that. So I think part of our problem is overcoming this ignorance and the mm-hmm. fallacies right. that we've been told right. even in the church. How do mm-hmm. we get past that? Because we got a lot of false doctrine in a lot of different ways when it comes to, you know, what's in the Bible, as well as how we navigate with the world, as, you know, evidenced by this Christian nationalism stuff. People are crazy. Wow. But I'm interested for your take on how we get past this.
Well, I think you've already given the answer in your comments. The main thing is that we have to, first of all, let me say this. You have to know what the word says in order to mm-hmm. effectively use mm-hmm. what the power behind the word.
Right.
So what we end up doing is, and again, it goes back to training.
Right.
What we try to do with the podcast is this. First of all, I don't want you to focus so much on sin
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because the more I talk about sin, the more you think about sin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you're driving on a highway, we've all done this, and you get beside an 18 wheeler, and you start focusing on the tires before you know it, you end up under the tires.
All right.
Because you tend to go where you're focused on.
Preach.
So what we have to do is we have to stop focusing on the negative. We need to know the negative,
right?
But we need to know the negative parts of it. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we stand up and we tell folks so much about sin that they end up having what I call a sin conscience.
Preach, preach.
And so now you're afraid to do anything in life because you're afraid that there's sin connected to it.
Right. Yes.
You know, you need to understand that fire is hot,
mm-hmm.
but you don't need to stand up there and until you get a fixation with fire.
Exactly.
Before
exactly.
you know it, you'll be burning stuff down. Right. So we have to
playing with the fire, burning all the stuff down.
Right.
It all comes down to a fact that we need to train our people, mm-hmm. but we need to train them properly and we need mm-hmm. to train them correctly. Mm-hmm. And we need to show the good side and the bad side. Mm-hmm. Of all of these different subjects mm-hmm. so that we clearly understand what's good. It's just like with a gun.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about guns in your homes and things of that nature. And,
right.
you know, a child plays with guns. My dad was a police officer. He had guns in the house all the time.
We live with them too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we absolutely live with them. Mm-hmm. But the point of it is that when you respect it and you're taught about it, you right. understand it's not a toy.
Right. Leave that alone because it can hurt you.
But the Bible says this, that when you're drawn away by your own lust,
that
it mm-hmm. gets locked into your heart and it brings forth sin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have to stop locking, causing things to be elevated to a lustful situation with people. Mm-hmm. What they don't understand and what you keep putting in front of their eyes, if it looks good, they're going to begin to lust after that thing and want to do that without the knowledge of the dangers of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when we erase the glitter of it, then they stop desiring it. But
and
if
sometimes we make things up to be a sin,
yeah,
and it's not.
It's just not. It's just not.
Right. And people have a taboo against doing something that Jesus ain't told you that was wrong. That's them folks.
Yeah, I mean, that's control. It's control. Yeah. They need to control you in some way. And yeah. so they decided to put it on the Lord and the Bible. Yeah.
And what may be difficult for you in your walk is not necessarily difficult in my walk.
Right.
And so we just have to understand what it is and stop having these taboo topics that we're afraid to deal with in our churches.
Right.
And even in our families, because it starts at home.
Oh, yeah.
We have to. With my children, them growing up, there was no subject that was taboo.
Amen.
If you got an issue, if you got a question, come, let's talk about it. Let's sit down, take the time, to understand clearly what's going on. And Amen. That's the same ideology we have to have in the church. We've exactly. got to understand that we can't, well, we don't talk about that here. Well, no, why don't you?
That's no subject. Now, your children will scare you the whole day. So just kind of fast and pray, because they're going to come up with something when you yes, open the door.
Yes, yes,
because there's stuff out there.
There's stuff up there, and they need to know, and they need a safe place to come and talk these things through.
Yes.
I mean, I believe in therapists, but I believe in a mama ought to be able to hear you. Daddy ought to be able to hear you mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah.
And you know, speaking of that, it's a very difficult thing, I will acknowledge, as a parent, to say, you know, mm-hmm. you can come and talk to me about anything. I remember very clearly, you know, because we want, Andre and I wanted us to be ground zero for sex talks. You know, I don't want sure. you to hear from your friend. I don't want you to hear from TV or none of this other stuff. Hear from us. And so we were in the car, and I think AJ was about 4, and he got in the car and just went completely all in on the sex talk. And Andre laughed. I mean, he had a Sarah moment. He didn't do nothing but laugh. And I'm like, Lord, this man that you gave me is not going to
helping him. Here.
So I had to pray, you know, and then talk to AJ on his level. And I told him scientifically,
right,
you know, about what happens. And so he was satisfied, but I made the mistake of exhaling audibly and then dodged the bullet. And then he recognized that as that relief.
There must be more. Left somehow.
Well, what else, mommy? What else? What else? And so I had to tell him the things that I, you know, left out. And when it was over, he said, thank you, mommy, for telling me the truth. Because believe it or not, kids get to know you, and they can tell
you
are being honest or yes. not. And I think that's the problem with what we have going on in the church. We're giving them mm-hmm. a lot of the happy-go-lucky, you know.
The fluff.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
And a lot of people, I have to question, have you really been saved? Because if you have never come away from the church being uncomfortable with the way you live your life,
Yeah, now who preaching? Now who preaching?
There used to be this thing that say things that make you go, If you right. never had that moment,
yeah.
right. something ain't right.
right. And I believe, you know, that Marvel Ministries podcast and everything that you do with the services that you provide, y'all, Valerie, out of all the stuff we're talking about, she a hairstylist on top of all that too. I know, because she makes my hair look good.
booking available.
Right. And let me just say, it's a very pleasant experience. You will love it. That one-on-one, if you like that one-on-one type thing where, mm-hmm. you know, you're not stuffed in there, you know, with a lot of different people and crowded. Experience. And all. Yeah. It's a very pleasant one-on-one experience. You will love it. But I think that we need to start to engage more with the things that are supposedly taboo, because like you said, Elder Danzy, we got people, we talk about stuff being bad in the church so much that even married folks be like, I don't know, you know, should we, you know, their sex lives are impacted because they don't
Absolutely.
Know.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What they can and cannot do. And even when they are doing things in line with the word of God, they feel uncomfortable because we made them
right.
uncomfortable. Yes. And oh, we are so out of time. William said I could have a little extra since we had technical difficulties, but I want to be respectful of y'all's time too. What do you see for the direction of the church? What is your vision, your, you know, that you would like to see for the church? And how is Marvel Ministries making that a mission, that vision a reality?
Well, my vision for the church comes from scripture, period. Mm-hmm. And I realize more every day that we are indeed living in the last days.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We just are. And things... And what I want people, if there was anything I could leave with people that are listening today, I would leave this. the world is not going to get any better.
Amen.
I need you to hear that. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get any better. Why? Because it's not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wow. We can change lives, but we can't change this world. And the reason is because the world, when man sinned in the garden, the whole creation was tainted. Mm-hmm. Not just man, but the entire creation.
Everything. Mm-hmm.
And there's a specific way that this is to unfold, and it's going to unfold just that way. Mm-hmm. So if we're worried about changing governments, then if you're worried about that, you need to vote.
right.
That's the only way you can change it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worried about changing lives, you need to follow Christ.
Amen.
That's the only way you're going to do that. Okay. Amen. But the interaction between the two, as the scripture says, there will always be enmity between us and the world.
Preach.
Between us and the system that is set up.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always supposed to be. Because mm-hmm. one is run by God, even though God mm-hmm. is the creator of it all.
Mm-hmm.
The world, the enemy, the Satan, the mm-hmm. adversary, is the prince of the air. Mm-hmm. And because he's not going to give up until it's all over with, mm-hmm. there's always going to be a conflict.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So focus on changing lives. That's the motto of New Calvary Temple,
right.
Church of God in Christ.
Amen.
We're the church that changes lives for the better.
Amen.
That's what we need to be focusing on, changing lives. And that's what Marvel Ministries is about,
mm-hmm.
is about helping people to understand and get your focus in the right place.
Yes.
About distractions, because there are a lot of them everywhere you look.
Yes.
There are distractions.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get focused on what you really, what God's plan for our lives really is, which is increasing the kingdom one soul at a time.
Amen.
That's what we'll be able to be successful in doing that.
Amen. Amen. How do people get your services?
We are on social media, as you would expect. K. Stephan on Facebook. Marvel Ministries has a group on Facebook where we, you know, kind of let you know what we're doing. Also, we're on YouTube under K. Stephan, Instagram,
Spotify,
which takes you to Apple Music,
right.
and all those other Apple and all those other podcast players. Mm-hmm. So we're out there. KStephan.com.
And spell Stephan for him, just in case, because you know me, I mess it up every time.
Yeah, because people usually say Stephen, but if you read it, there's an A at the end.
Right.
But, and I was tickled. Somebody called me the other day and said it correctly, and I was stunned. So K. Stephan is spelled KAYSTEPHAN.com.
Well, thank y'all for being here. God's continued grace and blessings on you and Marvel Ministries. Looking forward to still, you know, connecting with y'all in the future.
Absolutely.
Don't be strangers. It's been a while since y'all were on.
Oh yeah, we got merch and stuff coming too. So check out our website for our merchandise. It's we got a couple things on there. Pull it up. See if you need a shirt or a mug or something.
Yeah. And if you need your hair did, you need
to holler. I can do your hair.
And whatnot. Thank you, Ann, and thank you, Andre. Thank you, William. God
thank
bless you all.
It's our pleasure. Our pleasure. And we're going to invite you guys to come listen in tomorrow, because I told you, Elder Dancy, that and Sister Valerie, I am warm. I am hot here. I'm upset. And I can't wait to cut loose on somebody tomorrow. I can't wait.
We will have
hurt
to
him,
be.
Don't hurt
him. No, look, they better get out of my way. They better get out of my way. Oh,
there
my.
There will be problems.
Oh, my God.
It's serious problems. That's exactly right. So, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in case you don't have the app, download that app. Android is Studio W. Apple is Studio.W, available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. And please visit the website and leave a comment. Let us know what you think about this broadcast, okay? That's the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show. Just go to StudioW.Buzz, StudioW.Buzz. You guys enjoy your Saturday. It's been always a pleasure.
God bless you.
Bless you.
I've got the app.
You got the app? Thank you.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you. And spread the word. And tomorrow also on Sundays, we play gospel music in the morning. That's 10 a.m. On the East Coast, 7 a.m. on the West, 9 Central. I believe you guys are Central Standard Time. 9 Central. Yep. That's exactly right. And 8 Mountain Times. Enjoy your Saturday.